Well, good morning. It is so good to be back to Community of Grace. Pastor Darren, thank you, Hannah, for allowing me to come and share. One of the things I didn't mention in the first service, but a couple of different individuals have asked, where's Brad and Vanessa? How come I'm the one that always comes and they don't? Who asked me that, right? I mean, and I said, because Darren likes me better. That's why. I didn't say that. I didn't say that, did I? It's not even true. I don't know if he likes me at all. But anyway, Brad and Vanessa, so I actually called them. We have two services going on today. One's a service and a meal pack on Sunday in Indiana, and it's like 25, 30 miles from where both of their daughters. So they have two daughters living in Indiana. One's in college, one's married, living in Fort Wayne. And I said, Brad, make the choice. It's yours. You can go. He chose them over y'all. Just want you to know that. So we don't like Brad either, do we? I was like, actually, they're doing amazing. And it was really a difficult decision, but, you know, family and daughters, especially for a dad, that's pretty big. And so anyway, they're living in the Dominican Republic now most of the time. And the whole team, our whole Mission of Hope team is doing incredible work, from Haitian staff to Dominican staff and North Americans. And wow, they just give me the privilege to get to run with them now for 25 years. So I've been doing this. So it's fun. So 15 years ago, I said in the early service, I was a lot younger when I came and shared with you guys. I could walk better than I can now. So anyway, but thank you. You guys have had an amazing impact. I do want to say from the video that next Saturday, they asked me to announce, SMT Strategic Ministry Time. I wanted to say Simple Ministry Time, but Strategic Ministry Time. And you go out into the neighborhood. So next Saturday, you're going to gather here, and all of you are going to go out to the neighborhoods here and do SMTs. You're going to go into people's houses, right? Is that in the plan? They didn't jump up and down about that, so I was like, maybe not. But it is a fun time that the people on teams get to go. And for people that have never done anything like that, and you could kind of tell, it's like, I don't know if I want to do that or not. But, man, once you do it and you see the impact, and usually that impact is in return to you as much. But the impact that you guys as a church have had in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, on Mission of Hope with your meal pack events, all of that has been amazing. And I know only in eternity will any of us really know what God did with what we've done and how many lives were truly changed. I do want to say that you are my favorite church. I know you think I say that everywhere, but today I really mean it, okay? So I just want you to know that. But that was a joke, guys, sort of. So kind of. But as I began to think about what am I going to share today here and tie it into Mission of Hope, and I know for some that may be really easy, but it just, Pastor Darren, another one was just really coming. I thought, well, it's day after Valentine's, so let's talk about love. Okay, that's always a good subject, and we're going to touch on that a little bit today. Just wasn't coming together, and Hannah had asked if I could put some pics with the message, etc. And I was on the phone the other day with one of our partners, and they were asking, they're a new partner, and they were asking about. So I grabbed this little magazine called One Mission, and I opened it up to One Mission page, and it said, "Hope for today, hope for tomorrow, and hope for eternity." I think that'd make a great message. And three great points, whether I can deliver it or not, those three phrases are pretty powerful. And so today I'm going to share about One Mission, our mission as a church for the most part. Of course, we're going to talk about Mission of Hope. But what is the church's mission? What is our mission as the church, as Community of Grace? And that's a question that we could spend a lot of time. You could do all kinds of messages, sermons on answering that question. But in general, it is to bring hope to the world. That's our mission. And that hope is, of course, found in Jesus Christ. Starting the new year, I began to read, and I don't do it every year, but I began to go through the Bible from Genesis now on till the end of the year to Revelation. But I'm not reading verse to verse or chapter and chapter. I'm just skipping and hitting highlights and spending more time within the highlights. And as I immediately began to read about the fall and the sin that came into the world and how that Eve messed everything up, and all the guys said amen. And then she got Adam all involved in the deal. And that, like that very morning, I went to the tag agency to get my tag for my car, new tag. And there was a plaque on the wall in the tag agency that said, God created man and realized his mistake and corrected it. I thought, oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for ladies. I appreciate that. And then I added, they didn't hear me say it, but I added, and look what she did. Seriously, though, in my reading, as I read about the fall, and now I've gone through and I'm over in Numbers. I mean, Leviticus and Numbers, aren't they fun to read? Anyway, but skipping into the highlights, you see God's plan to bring hope into the world. He immediately put a plan in play. And of course, we know that plan was Christ going to the cross and the death and the resurrection. And through all of that, that we can live in hope. But as we do, our responsibility is to bring hope to the world around us, to the people that we come in contact with. And that's exactly what happened with the mission trip. That's exactly what happens with a meal pack event when the food goes into Haiti. But how important is hope? Now, we could spend some time on this, the word hope. We could spend a lot of time. But Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. We live, we walk by faith, we came to Christ by faith, but if we don't have hope, faith has no track to walk on. And in fact, one of the things that I learned, and I might have said this before here at some point, but one of the things I've learned, especially working in Haiti, when people have no hope whatsoever, I mean, they're having to reach up to even think about hope because they're so desperate. It is really challenging, almost impossible to talk to them about faith, about having a faith in God. Somehow you have to build their hope up. Now that can be a little discouraging when you're ministering to them, but you have to build their hope up to a place where now it can connect with a possibility of having faith in a God that's able to begin to do something great and ministry in their lives. But it's important that we understand the importance of hope when it comes to walking with faith in God. But there are three things, and even the question of how does this tie into Mission of Hope? One mission, this is our this year initiative that we're, in fact, it started last year, just having one mission. It's one mission, one island. But in that, it's hope for today, hope for tomorrow, and hope for eternity. Let's talk about hope for today. First, how does Mission of Hope bring hope for today? There's going to be picks with each of these at the beginning of each point. But as I talk about just quickly through food security, in 2025, we fed, Mission of Hope fed over 30 million meals, mostly in the country of Haiti. Your meal pack events go to help provide food for those people. We do medical care, medical teams, and so, and they're, oh, here we go. I was looking for picks back there on that. Anyway, medical teams, you guys have had a medical team go a few years ago. Water and hygiene, shelter, building or preparing houses, whatever it takes. And I know some of you that have been to a country like a Haiti or the Dominican Republic, you've experienced this, but it's important to understand that these many of these people have no place to live, to really live at all, and food is scarce. But it's so important that we help build their hope. Well, how does the church, Community of Grace, the big church, how do we bring hope for today? There are many directions that we could go to answer this, but I think Jesus answered it really well when he was asked by the lawyer in Matthew 22 this question, which is the great commandment? And Jesus answered with these words, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, to me, that's a huge statement to think that we're to love our neighbor as much, and it's as important as we loving God. And he said the entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Folks, if we can conquer these two commandments, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. But we're going to focus on love our neighbor as ourselves. Then in that same story, it's a little different. Over in Luke chapter 10, the lawyer asked the question, Jesus, who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered with the story of the Good Samaritan. You all know the story. It's found in Luke 10, 25 through 37. We're not going to read all of that. But in verse 30, it simply says, a Jewish man was traveling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. And then the story goes on and says there was a priest and a Levite. That was Darren and I, that the two religious guys saw the man but walked on by. Now, Hannah and Pastor Angie would never do that, but I don't know, just so you know, to put this in perspective. But even as I share that in fun, I struggle with that. I shared in the other service, but in Oklahoma, and it's warmer there, so it's easier, and I'm sure you have the problem here as well, but it's amazing how many homeless people are in the world. Wherever I go across the country, I mean wherever I go, I see so many homeless people that are out there. And in Oklahoma, it's like every little park, every little place and blank piece of ground. And on every corner almost, or major corners and intersections, there are homeless people. They're asking for funds. Now, I know that there are people that are part of this church that are involved in ministries that are reaching out to these very people. But again, the need is so huge. And it's so much like the story of the Good Samaritan. And a question that I was asked one time that I've never forgotten, but I ask you today, how many needy people, how many homeless, how many hurt and broken people do we pass by on the way to our religious events? Now, that's an unfair question. I get it, because you're driving to church and I've got to get to church. I'm the same way. We all do it. But just to understand, there is a call in the life of the church. We are the church to bring hope to a world around us as much as possible. And the need is huge. But then the story goes on. The Samaritan, who was culturally an enemy to the man that was injured, verses 33 and 34. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn where he took care of him. To love our neighbor, it's important. And to love our neighbor takes action. Love is not really love if it's only verbal. In 1 John 3:18, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. And we could spend a lot of time there. But let's move on to the point number two, hope for tomorrow. How does Mission of Hope bring hope for tomorrow? There will be picks, but education, Christ-centered education, schools in Haiti, job training. We're still educating over 12,000 children in Haiti, even with all the trouble that's going on and all the problems. And let me just stop and do a little commercial here. Just this past week, our chairman of the board for Mission of Hope went to Washington, D.C. and sat in front of the Senate subcommittee and shared for about 40 minutes of the need in Haiti, what we're trying to accomplish, and pushed them hard. They need to step up and do something for the country of Haiti. So be in prayer for that, that there will be a response. I mean, it went really well. The response and action to it was really well. But just be in prayer for that, that that doesn't fall on deaf ears. There is a huge need. But in the midst of all of that, we're still educating over 12,000 children. We have education centers for Haitian children in the Dominican Republic. But how does the church, bring hope for tomorrow? Back to the story of the Good Samaritan, I thought this kind of answered that question. Verse 35. The next day, he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins. He took the hurt man to the inn. The next day, he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I'm here." And what that kind of tells me is, when it comes to ministering to the hurt and broken world around us, there's no stopping point. We keep helping them on in to tomorrow, educating children in Haiti and the DR. That's helping them to grow and to become, hopefully, what God has ordained for them to become. People that need a hand out, but they also need a hand up, so that they can move on from their desperate situations. We may do this as a church by supporting, again, local ministries that are called for this purpose. And then the third point is hope for eternity. How does Mission of Hope bring hope for eternity? Community engagement, just like the mission trip that the team took, women's empowerment works hard within the communities. Pastor training, everything we do in Haiti and or the DR, for the most part, we do with a local church. And so it's all about sharing Jesus and bringing them to a relationship with God, and at least introducing them so that they have that opportunity. But how does the church bring hope for eternity? Wow, that's another large question. It would take hours to truly answer. But a verse came to mind that Jesus said, the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." We have a huge job. And here's the thing. It doesn't just fall on one of us. It doesn't just fall on Pastor Darren or the staff or Mission of Hope. It falls on each of us to do whatever part that we can do together as a team, as a church. And it's not just this church, but it's churches everywhere that can make and have impact on a hurting, broken world. And I'm still troubled. Even the other day when I was driving down the road with my wife, I'm troubled at how many hurting, broken people in it. I just feel helpless so many times. But there's always something that we can do as we pray and ask God to give us direction. Let me read a story of a young man named Jason, who I think will wrap kind of this, all of this up. But Jason, a 15-year-old Haitian boy, had been living in an unsafe and abusive home. Jason had been going to the children's ministry in La Jolla, a community we work with, Mission of Hope works with. Pastor Kilvey's learned about his situation and stepped in before more harm could be done. He brought Jason to a rehabilitation center that Pastor runs, where he could begin to heal, and made sure he received school supplies, something he had never had before since he had not been able to attend school due to the abuse, unsafe environment. Now Jason is safe. He will be enrolled in school, have transportation to attend classes, and be able to study, go to church, and grow in a supportive environment. What once was a life marked by fear is now opening to a future filled with safety, opportunity, and hope. Hope for today, hope for tomorrow, and hope for eternity. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your love, and thank you that you do so much for us. Father, so many times it's so easy, I'm guilty of taking that for granted. And yet, because you do so much for us, that you call us to give out to others around us in some way, whatever way that we can, whether it's a mission trip, whether it's to support the missions program here at this church or other programs and organizations that Community of Grace, God, just give us direction and help our hearts always be turned toward bringing hope to the world around us, not just for today, but also for tomorrow and for eternity, so that people will come to know you, not just to live in this world, but to be in heaven someday with you. God, I pray blessing upon this church, upon the leadership, Pastor Darren, and the team, and they can continue to be all that, God, you've ordained. We love you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.